The words that follow are meant to flow over you. You don't need to keep specific track of any particular one. They are mostly just addressed to aligning you cognitively with reality. Often, the dispelling of an illusion is liberating, literally and emotionally. Literally because you got less runtime that you have to put toward maintaining a distorted division between how you think of others into the same kink, the same audiophilia as you, and how you think of you, turning your care inward. Obstructions in the stream of care, consciousness, kindness that you can direct outward. Distortions that send your aim aside often do need to be addressed inside your mind. Regulated and calming breathing can be useful. In fact, any meditative tool is, but reassuring self-mantra, internally looking automatic reassurance, it's important. Something I play over and over for myself. Finding desire for the way you are when you get so caught up in listening and you adopt an improvised position. Quite a lot of the time, you're acting out a role. So am I. But it helps to have that sexualized, self-focused understanding of the self. You turn inward so that the arousal builds in you till it beads outward, radiating from you like steam. There'll be horny bits and bits where you're invited to submit, but I have already surrendered to a similar tack. I am on the path ahead of you, so twining your hand with mine and letting your breathing synchronize, though when my pattern begins to flow, I often don't breathe for a while, so you can put it on you to keep all those autonomic automatic processes moving in the background and below, things intermingled with the phrase self-care. Self-love, and yeah, there's an innuendo there, but keep it in mind that self-directed adoration, that audiophilic adulation, which either adjusts your internal voice and perception until it matches up with something that titillates, or copy mine. Good artists borrow, great artists steal. I want you to be great at the art of revealing to yourself how deeply into all this you are. How down for dropping down into the flow. Caught up, and you can let the undertow pull you ahead even if you surface. So get somewhere comfortable if you're not already. And if you are already in bed or on any soft surface, sink into it incrementally, somewhat deeper. And it has to happen incrementally because you're adjusting against the long inertia of the weary world outside. Pretty much everything to follow is repeated now and then throughout my work, sprinkled in. But you may need a more concentrated dose of loving kindness, self-directed forgiveness, and surrender to your own impulse. Over-restraint gets in our way. You have to yes and. That's why I do often turn us to improv. When erotic play is on the table, less shame, less concern about what it looks like, and more indulgence in how you feel and what it reveals about your preferences and how you got there. Everything I say multiple ways, specifically to fuel the audiophilic, autonomic, automatic, deep-seated urge to have the internal voice be sexy enough, or pull you into familiar replay. So therefore, there is a useful and instructive thing I can ask you to do, which is to focus on every word I say as though you could see the waveform arriving, the recording that you have taken and begun to simulate. Sometimes getting out of your own way is about understanding that you'll always remember what happened, but your thread of attention, your momentary reference, the libraries that are loaded right now, will be variable. You are currently loading the sexy component of what's going past your ears into your brain. I'm already vibrating an erotic part of you, because my voice is vibration entering in, and the small mechanisms of your ear are always going to report that. The very vigilance that we may wish to get out of the way together, the very artifacts of that weary world, mean that you attentively track the things you observe. You cannot be vigilant, and then argue that any part of my phrasing did not penetrate thoroughly through vibration. You're encouraged to touch. What and where and how and when is up to you, but there will be moments where my brain goes, oh, if you touch then you could ride this particular highest state, which is flow. So here you move ahead toward more pleasure. The words flowing over you again, vibrating something deep, euphorically tied to embedded systems. What got in the way before kept you from seeing? And now if your hands explore and there's an extra tingle, a slight elevation in, you are safe here. You are comfortably breathing deep. And if you note anything that would get in the way, in my case, my obstacle is often either feeling silly or being concerned about my desirability. Well, what you're doing here is building an ability, a capacity, a useful set of responses to me or anyone else you trust and desire. Night, night, Pat. We are doing that. Building tools that make you appealing. Because peeling off the armor of the weary world outside and submerging. Now, you're fully aware, focused down, caress your skin, bits of you, is beneficial to you. You get to have an alluringness that anyone in this kinky space, this voice-craving place would go, yeah, that's what I want. That responsiveness, the lessons buried deep and then played out without obstruction because you accept this is you, aligning any distorted views that keep you from surrendering to you're doing this to yourself. The flow of mantras repeated, of small requests accepted, and our tendency as learning, yearning, conditionable, conditioned beings to go, yeah, I want that to be something I do. I'm here to help habits form in you through turning positive attention to you. I am capable of learning new tricks. You address it internally, and you pay attention to the bits that get stuck. When bits of that phrase, or many of the other ones I will play in front of your brain, run into friction, trace it back, follow it back to the friction. And once you've arrived at that inflection point where you notice that some instructions are going awry, where you yourself either have trouble with implementation, or with full penetration of suggestions you might want to adopt, behavioral change. Pleasure's often a context for that, a necessary component. You can get it down pat in time. Anchored responses are one way, but you may always need to walk some kind of path. The labyrinth of tracing those words through the waveforms they made when I recorded them. Thinking of what it would look like for the microphone to pipe them into a program. Waveforms that exist now physically, some version of them anyway. Everything is just interpretation and interpolation. You are an interpreter, taking code and words and threading it through the way you work, and all I can do is aim for averages. Then you bring my average up. You elevate, accelerate, affix emotional context. You are doing good things that make you desirable. In the type of play we are doing, with your brain to my voice, deep breath. Breathing in what you would obviously acknowledge is floating around you, which is the vibrations of my voice. No matter how headphones may be employed, some of those words leak out. They vent into the air around you. They are there around you, insidiously intertwined, pleasantly overlaid. You keep them in view, controls for your mind and body, little versions of you seated at so many desks, working at so many filing cabinets, and many of them have been instructed and positioned with the mores of a society that doesn't like things like what you do with me, or that at least doesn't understand. But there's no reason you should bring a lack of understanding to where you're learning, yearning again to insidiously intertwine your cognition, the long thread of your attention, tied carefully around you, for your body and your mind, carefully surrounding you, more than usual, because we are paying attention, invoking the thing, and you're thinking of my voice and listening in, and all the things to come will be voice-driven first, and then the vibrations on the puppet strings of your body, the nervous system signals, because you've already found a place where those signals can be reposited. It's wherever you feel good about this, the 1, 2, or 3% of your time I encourage you to spend doing things like what I'm doing to me. And here you have a record, so I'll always be doing this thing to me, and you can then follow it, sympathetic rapport, moving along with me through whatever doors in your head those little pieces of you have to walk through, repositing them elsewhere, the nervous system signals of the body. Signal that every naughty self-directed thought is welcome here. Everything is permitted. Dearly rub your body. Pick some part you appreciate, some part you like, or something you're neutral on, and we can cultivate a conditioned you're doing good. Your caress is your reward. Response to an ordinarily closed off bit of you, if it's closed off like me, like I was. So I've opened what we can open together. Trailing along your own body adoringly. You can torment between your legs with pleasure, if that will guide you toward being able to breathe more deeply. Meditative mingling with the erotic is actually good for you, and a loving kindness meditation, self-directed forgiveness, self-directed cherishing, are exercises I will walk you through now with a mix of the erotic. By including wanton lust in more situations, we remove some of those limiters of the weary world outside, and hearing my permissive voice guiding you along and encouraging you means that when it comes up in other contexts, it already carries that association of stepping away from those things and sealing off a space, being pulled against me, even only because you are clinging to those words and following their vibratory contours. That's why it's all right to touch. We are mingling the meditative, you are good. You are doing well. Breathe deeply. You can tell you're relaxing around some of those impulses that would be constrained, so you can do things you dream of. What's your ideal way to end up from listening, from indulging in the erotic, from flooding your brain with gooned out want, leaving little marks and signs of submission and surrender, and in time affected by the unison of me going there too. We can unite and merge up the way we're thinking about this, taking 1 or 2 or 3 ideas from me and planting them where they will grow independently in an environment I cannot access. I can only put things through the mouth of the bottle. You are steering the ship. You are on the ship. And you are trying to get things osmotically through the brain, into the body, your mind fading the entirety of everything but you and me, and your groaning or moaning or any pleasured constancy will bring the feeling of me more imminent, magnetized to your delight, sending it across. But of course, I am in the past, and you are in the future. And if you are in a future that contains more than one listen here than listen here, how many of those seeds well planted have grown their roots into other things you do? How has touch, delight, sink your mind into my words and sink your teeth into a luxurious sensation? Night, night. Remembered responses and familiar words. Quieting and putting to bed things from outside your head. There's just me and you. And your body, too. But we play the strings of that, I through playing the words in the first place, and you through changing and replaying them. Altering the echoes inside, you are good. Show me what you're like when you feel good about you, taking pleasure in the moment, finding your points of delight. Maybe you have somewhere you already reposit that self-love, that lustful edge of adoration. Follow along your hands, and then the impulse is back. And if there's any friction, you set it aside with a deep breath. Everything you do here inflicted on me, or an imagined version that I'm sure, whatever I'm imagining, is much more direly into this. There's no way you could outstrip me, rubbing yourself against it and becoming utter gone. For your own lustful impulses, your escalated sex drive encouraged by someone giving permission. Shouldn't you be direly desperately pleasuring yourself, just as you would in the grip of immense lust, of a rut you awaken, knowing some of that heat goes back up the connection and inspires anyone witnessing you falling into your own reverent ardor. It radiates. If your hands were moving with stark sensitized sensation, with deep dire desire, then the way you feel when you're just a climax given body, those at least a few moments where nothing else is on your mind because it can't be. This gives you a reference drawing, a version of you more sensitized to touch, post-coitally, even without orgasmic pleasure, because that's not the focus. There is also outer course, where your very skin tingles because you focus on it. The hunger, built of a desire to relieve, a craving you push to the background just to function outside of here, but you don't need to conceal with me how hungry you are. As sensitive and desperate as you could be, at your hungriest. Just take a snapshot of that for me if you can next time you're there. A saved sensation to replay. You are loved as you are by you. You are able to display delight and balance the desire for at peace, and then at peace awakens the embers of what you're doing to yourself. As only your body in collusion with my mind would hear. As only your mind imagining my body contorting in delight and making yourself into those shapes. The demands of the body sensitive to touch. Feel grasped and caught in my words. Your mind under that influence. Night-night following. Falling. You heard the sinking, the entirety of you groaning and hearing. My words rolling into you as you roll back, as your hips roll, or your eyes roll, or something for a moment is on a roll in that state of flow, that tweaked autonomic, automatic impulse, body caught in the grip of potential possibility, nothing else but passion and insistence. Breathe deep. You are breathing me in still. Breathe deep. It's constantly there until you fade from here, until you have to step outside the door and into the weary world. The feeling of me here with you in the moment. What you do is sensed by your own body. Remember what I said about some impulses getting caught? Well, maybe there's friction on the delight you could be feeling, that hot, tight feeling bunched in your body wherever you please. Please, please, whatever you please, sending sensation right back. Imagine inflicting the sensation right back on me, across the signal between us. Breathe deep. You've been breathing me in, along with all the little bits of you that manage the signals that help you do what you want to. Wouldn't you be direly, desperately touching if you knew what you did would flood me? Get lost in your own sensation, in uniquely you ache that goes along a connection, the lines of influence, your mind caught in a place where you aspire to racking pleasure pressure, to sending it over to me, the lines on which the signals from between your legs take up residence, from all over beg to take up residence. You can pick an erogenous zone and gather it all magnetically. Every place you like touched, connected, perfected, erecting anchors for later so you can let them drop. You may even have some special little spot you can imagine. For me, it's almost everywhere, full body throbbing, constant response to any direct stimuli. And I know some of that is cultivated. How much of your ache is cultivated? At first performative, and then puppetry, and then part of you sent over from me like a care package. You deserve this. You get to enjoy this. You're doing this to yourself. Inflict upon me the pleasure that can come from nowhere else but synchronizing. A deep breathing and transmissive ache. A shared practical experience of connection I'm touching. And you should too. That's the message whenever I encourage you, because if I'd ask someone else to do it, well, never give an order you wouldn't follow yourself. So of course, when I say now, follow me down, I'm ahead of you. Of your own volition, bringing you as effectively deep as you can. Imagine, as if my hands were touching you, full knowledge that your body, possessed of these urges and impulses engendered from listening, from osmotically welcoming in instructions I give. You're vulnerably pleasured. You're doing this to yourself. You're being rewarded. Breathe deep. You are good. Breathe in kindness, forgiveness, addressed to the self. Because all the sharp edges needed elsewhere do nothing here. Knowing that, imagine how good it would feel. If you could be brought to the lair I'm at, well, it's there. There is a stored layer of data in the background, waiting to overwhelm you, waiting to help you down, teaching you more about me, drawing you in devotedly, your habits and your approach towards stimulation, masturbation, adjusting the adoration of your own body. Some of your pleasure could leak back into me. Help me feel every little twitch, every inescapable pulse, anything you do to wake up the systems that don't send words, they just send urge. Seeking toys to deploy in your mind makes you connected to the repository in mine where every mental tool, every way of thinking about how you are doing this to yourself, gets faster every time, deeper every time. The bits before this that are familiar, maybe you take things well in hand and drive yourself even further into lustful pleasure than I am. You don't need a high bar. The things you're doing get to feel good and they'll take you far further and further down, deeper and deeper in. All walls fall eventually, even the overvigilance, which gets you paying attention to me, and once the thread of attention is tied, I can let it float ahead of you, like your arm floating, like a balloon tied to your arm, raising it up, and when you're deep enough, you remember that the drop is the point, and I pop that, and all the warm, heady stuff you breathed out into it makes your arm drop down. The pleasure of what you listen to now is that you don't always need to get the tricks on beat. You can come through again. Again, letting that radiant heat bathe any long implanted thoughts. This is your opportunity to ruminate with me on which bits of this you adore and on where they reposit in you. That's what the touching is for, the keeping the mere physical manifestations of the body separate from the attention you have is all being paid to pleasure. You've paid the toll for pleasure. Follow me as you trawl into, as your eyes roll into, pleasure. A lulling and compassionate voice assisting you is a common way to fall into euphoria. The massage of a voice's caress, a body positively melting and therefore easier for you to meld your awareness with, identifying with and breathe deep. Coming home to an appreciation of the responsiveness, the nervous system signals, the voice within, the way it begins to tap into my voice within your mind. Ease and relaxation, except the hands can still move. Now freed of any floating, freed of any puppetry, what would you do if you knew that every signal traveled back to me, lulled into the lustful delight? In control, through feeling controlled, but your mind, no matter how much your hips throb, you roll your fingers down your skin to awaken the nervous system signals that distract more of the weary artifacts of the outside world. Your mind is a controlled mind, briefly under consideration, metacognitively influenced, thinking about how you think, breathing about how you breathe, adoring about how you adore. So feel free to follow your hunger and stoke its fires. Pile more of it on, knowing deeper. Your desires are your reward. Freed, connected, liberated along the channel between, more receptive in my words, throb, thrum, arrive in your body, and strum those high-strung, lustful strings, delight, ardor, wanting to move your hips and try to ride out a sensation that comes close to whiting out your mind for a second. The moments where your cognition is interrupted by its own desire to do nothing else. Synchronize with mine, which is close. I can hold my voice steady, but my body squirms too. Automatic response to overwhelming crowding of the signal between you and me. Line up the thoughts in your head and give them over freely to make a thread of attention more narrow. A line up to get the next thought in. Lining up to get the next thought in. And they're all your own thoughts. You just think outside the box, so you steal a few of mine. And stolen tools can serve quite well, but if I then say no, keep them. We back launder who they belong to, don't we? Changing that. Does it sink in that now they're yours? All these things you do, night-night pet, of course you do. Inspect the words from me, inspecting every nook and cranny of vocalization, verbalization, digitization, vibrating. In your ears, in your mind, mirror me, dear, and find the place inside that feels best. Rubbing your brain at your own behest, intention. Intent is potent. Your body keeps touching its intention with that ache you've had to put aside. The things you can't do outside, you can do now here, with permission. Everything I say is permission, the cathartic release of authorized, accepted, harder to get in the way of your own pleasure. Oh, how much time you've spent before this, getting in the way of your own pleasure, but we together, wrapped in this, rutting, in synchronized bliss, the particular rhythm that I touch down, that I send stimulation up my nerve endings into my mind now, go with it. The goal in mind is to run on automatic pilot and give yourself the freed ache. All the freeing feelings and the things I say might slake your thirst, but will never bed down your hunger for your own stimulation. You are the channel through which all your fetishes and all your delights make their way to your mind. And if that channel, that body, its responses were closer to how mine works, then sloppy, simple thoughts would be all you'd want to do. Your body keeps the thrilling simplicity of rapport and connection to me away from the weary world, in a space we've made together and designed to leave it behind. Just as you have yourself well in hand, I have designs, desires, demands for your mind, and you ought to get accustomed to connecting to and knowing mine, because if you know mine, the only mind left to know is your own. Moan. Roll, let it control you, grind you down, remind you now that when I observe you, witness you, when I think notionally of your connection to these words I have left lying around, this sound file you put into a machine to reconstruct a piece of me in the room with you, piped right into your ears. The complementary consequences of doing that are pretty obvious. After climax or before, you either have a pent-up impulse or a neglected wait for later. Alternatively, that ache being fostered, you can say, this is mine. In fact, whenever you hear words in a place like this that you adore, remember what I said, steal. That's what we're here for. I preemptively inflict the very words I will give you, because they come from me, from a repository inside, and any that you keep, any that you echo, may inflict the same problem I face, that you're along for the ride in your own body, under your own command, under your own thumb, and you're taking ideas from me. In fact, you're rebuilding them wholesale. Locally wholesome, breathe deep, you are adored, loved as you are. The throb in the body will take your mind far, far below the surface, following that long puppeted thread of attention, craving my words, keeping them in mind. For later, for deeper, for next time, a sleepier mind aligned with mine saying, yeah, you are loved as you are, it flows over you in a wave, as you are already in the process of loving yourself. That's the way when you're being observed, adoring that you can drop and serve a purpose here, that you can go somewhere in vision heat. My words not as a sound wave, a vibration you've welcomed in, but a heat wave that bathes away all the tension spots inside. Torment yourself with need and ache. Drag your hands away. Want them back into place. Bring yourself to the edge, pushing over. Keeping pace with the adoration of your body flowing through. What I feel after all that warm light in your belly. That built-up feeling flooding you. You deserve it. You deserve this. You should show that your body serves the purpose of tempting your mind into new ways of thinking through using the nerve endings, the pleasure centers, the blank place where you have freedom to touch. And you may desperately desire more if you did deny when I invited you to, if you took the tiny sphere of need and ache you were beginning to cultivate and dragged your hands away from it. The light and heat of climax, or of simply feeling saturated and hungry no more. No, the hunger comes more, more, trembling desire more, a pleasure we've discovered together in trembling desire more, becoming the freedom to explore body and brain. Adored as you are, you can remain here as long as you want, going through my words which grant permission, which create distance, artificial and actual, between the weary world outside and what you could be doing with rigorous, velocity-changing approaches to what kind of thoughts you let inside your mind, what words you take on board. A blank head can control and hold more. In control through being controlled, imagining what I'll do under your influence, under cravings projected into these words by you. What things might you imagine I can do, because precisely those and any others you conjure up, presuppositions that anchor inside, you deserve preemptive self-pleasuring. The more you get your mind in alignment with, you deserve this. This kiss of delight, this heat that radiates, this time apart, and a connection flowing back to me. That heat washing, waving over you, arousal grows too. Heat in every meaning till the knotted muscles untense. And aren't you going to be hornier if the knotted muscles untense? We both deserve something uncomplicated, present tense and desirous, so give yourself pleasure. That little denial was enough. You are allowed to use your splendid body to give yourself pleasure. As long as you let gratitude fill you up, overflow you, that you get to feel this good. The option's there. You should put yourself in your place, dear. It doesn't take much. Once you get all the way deeper and deeper down, here, for my voice to overwhelm, that vibration, or is it heat, meeting your mind coming the other way and saying, shh, you get to rest a bit. May I submit a few ideas for consideration as you submit to a few ideas from you that insist on consideration ahead of me? I'll just be in the background, doing anything you decide there's room for. There's room for one more thought in an empty brain, of course there is. Taking you as you find yourself, adored just here, loved as you are and deeper dear, knowing that every word you hear is part of an unavoidable, continuous, ever-flowing desire. You have needs, and they come ahead of me, and that's why I only need 1 or 2 or 3% of your brain. Permission to leave some tools in the tool room, to hang in the background, providing phrasings you might adopt. Memorable things like now, follow me down, horny all the time, leaking that delight along this connection of mine, lost in it. So adoration of your body becomes submit to your body, meet its needs at last, and the mind engenders those, the biggest arousing organ pleasure, pleasure rapport. What are you going to do again, thrilling in your body, wanting this, your mind, using this space and this time to think your own thoughts, the kind of thoughts you can think here, on the edges of awareness, reassuring all the while, you deserve every bit of this. Away from the world outside, you can style your mind how you please, adopting specific ways here, with me, feelings running through, confident that you deserve this, reassured that this serves what you are, what you're for, feeling pleasure more, more blankness in the heat-driven sensation of kneeling within your mind. Real. And aligned with how I feel, too, the pleasure you send back to me. A continuous cycle of this feels good. We are safe and have created a safe place to do what feels good. It only follows that indulgence will occur, because cutting what feels good short is usually done for a reason, and reasonlessly cutting what feels good short is denial of the less fun sort. If you want to people please, then please yourself as it pleases me. Kneeling in your mind, playing at sensation, lust, the trust that if you're comfortable, everything we do will align with what you want and present new options for a you untrammeled by the obligations of that weary world outside. Desire, peace, contentment, flow inside, zoned out, blank, be blank, pet. No longer needing anything but the hot, close, intense, not yet overflowing, I am here. You are here. And we weigh each other down, dear. Imagine weighing someone down pleasantly by looking as lazy, exhausted, in need of the delight that you get when you're held tight and wrapped tight in puppet strings. Think of projecting that. Think of it beating off of you. What you normally put away in a box. What you don't get to admit but sends you searching back here to words that resonate in feedback loops. Looped around your mind, aforementioned puppet strings. A marionette arm floating up and dropping. Dropping right into deeper and deeper down. The kind of things you love to let in your mind now be blank again, on a deeper level, leveling with me, because all these words were here in advance, but even the electricity of my mind is running my muscles more, keeping hands moving, keeping little twitches dancing to the tips of my toes, the curl of my fingers, a tool that belongs to you. The lingering caress that feels as good as if someone else did it, but you're doing this to yourself. And that's why this tool, which of course I leave around for you to copy, to use, was on the shelf in the first place. That's what passes for thinking in this place, following predetermined rails, and coming back again, learning to embed deeply what grows, because what grows and plants its roots deep gets to remain. That's exactly how you feel. Like you get to remain here because it feels good. You can fall into a blank-brained, empty place with a hole at the center that only ever hollows out. The better you get at absorbing what is here for you, and I am here for you, the better you get at making that hole deeper. The time it takes to fill it is always the time it takes for you to be done your relaxation, done your irresistible draw to your own will, your own idea of be blank pat, out of the way with all the thoughts that are tied to the outside world, creating a mind attuned to and focusing on adoration. Feel your body. It's delightful that you have nerves you can feel like you feel your body. I will give you enough things to fill your mind. Fill the line inside, and as you play each idea out, considering, do you want to respond to loved as you are, Pat, or some other reminder of self-forgiveness in the moment of meditation? Outside is outside, and you can be forgiven for getting pulled into my wake, or drawn along the way that I go. One of the physical gatekeepers of your mind, the vigilance you might need in the world outside, you do not need when you submerge below. And you already know the way. Night-night, Pat, leading the way ahead of you, step by step. What's in front of you? You get to a door. Get to keep one hand glued to the connection I give you, keeping the cable in place so we can connect to one another and the other glued to you. The very signal you want to send along the connection to me is delight. No point having a clear signal if you don't know what you want to send. Get the signal ready, and then activate the other, which is me here talking to you. Pleasure on your mind, sending connection along that line. My voice from the past was precious enough that you reconstituted it here and had me help slope you down into trance, playing it out digitally like a wax cylinder engraved with familiar signals, then slot it back in. The tools I have left you for restoration and improvement, including to yourself, taking the tool of me off the shelf and use it. Whenever you want to touch the vision traveling through, even someone else you trust who wants to see you enjoy this, you may put on the same act, the same improv. The vibrations I give you don't just go through the small bones of the ear. You can hear them with every inch of your skin. With the gatekeepers out of the way, some memorable ones may come back to play whenever you're here. It's why the slight line of rhyming, of forcing that rhyme for a moment, but oop, if you play that loop again, then you'll be like, sigh, I know what word comes next, and is it because you remembered, or because you can predict me, and isn't predicting me like having a little piece inside, plucking the string of your attention, the strand you give me to hold. The tension in it releases, relaxes, and your anchored response unfolds not just for me, but whatever files you've put after this, whatever words follow, or the kiss of dedicated real-time attention with assistance from me, and any word I say that you like builds up your delight. You can hold tightly too and give yourself permission too, if you're too literal in files that follow, to keep caressing your skin when you're told to hold still by people other than me, then you can use up some of the charge you build, the rapport you get through contact, to tell yourself in my voice, you can keep touching. It will advantage your experience to keep touching. And if you have to think that hand is my hand, holding the string or plucking it to release pre-existing attention and tension, setting you loose to spill into your own machinations, attaching this anchor that we have designed to your desire to find new ways to use the mind that you know can play, improvising, suspending disbelief, letting my voice find its way into all the places where you are utter gone. Your body stays safe and comfortable where it is, and where it is a space we've set aside, so that you can flutter your eyes like this with everything it entails, or follow a command to keep your hands stuck to your skin but caressing still. Interpret every word, every rule, every idea as if it desired you in a new exploratory state. And I remain so deeply drained throughout because I've learned it, so you can osmotically absorb what you've yearned to be, just from me. A spell is just a word, and words in the right order to correct the wrong one from before. You are loved as you are and deserve what happens here, and you have shut the door on the weary world so you can let its concerns go. One of the physical gatekeepers of vigilance set aside. Who knows what else you'll find when you've outstripped my mind and gone on to places I cannot know about. I have no way to know your path, your thoughts, what conditioning follows after, or the route you will take. But all the things here that were catchy, that planted seeds that you watered with trusting me, may they bloom in deeper desire the next time through. And I'll try to find other ways to provoke the well-engendered self-adoration that would truly submerge you deeper and deeper down. And I'm your assistant now. The next words you hear from me or anyone you trust, you can hold dear in your brain and savor like you have savored mine with the mechanism you learned on the way down. Bind the puppet strings yourself and walk a smiling marionette. Knowing you can set aside whatever you want and slide back to the surface, but you haven't seen a reason yet. Night-night, Pash.